Our Earth is dying. Human actions are destroying our ecosystems containing plants and animals, causing them to go extinct. If we don't start making changes now, us humans could go extinct, leaving no life on our planet. Change needs to happen. Listen more to find out what we can do to save the planet. Hi everyone, I'm your host, Katie Colodi, and welcome to another episode of Saving the Earth. Today, I'm going to be talking about habitat and biodiversity loss, what it will look like in the future, and what we can do to help and make change. This is an interesting one, so grab a seat and a snack, and stay tuned for more right after this advertisement.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
All right, let's get into it. To start off, I'm going to explain what habitat and biodiversity loss is all about. Habitat and biodiversity loss is the process of when a natural habitat becomes incapable of supporting its native species. The organisms that previously inhabited the site are displaced or die, therefore reducing biodiversity and species abundance. Habitat destruction causes entire habitats unable to support its species. Biodiversity is reduced in this process when existing organisms in the habitat are displaced or destroyed. Now, this is a huge problem because this leads to extinction of species and organisms. This process may be natural or unnatural and may be caused by habitat fragmentation, geological processes, climate change, or human activities. Us humans have a very negative impact on habitat and biodiversity loss. One of the main things that we do to negatively contribute to this issue is eliminate their ecosystems. We do this by cutting down forests, building houses, eliminating our wastes, and polluting the water. Now, the thing is, very few species do well in human-built environments, and sadly, the species that don't result in extinction. Another factor that plays a huge role in this crisis is climate change. Global warming is a major threat to biodiversity, and some of the harmful factors are drastically changing weather to environments and rising ocean levels. Next, we will talk about what the future will look like if change doesn't happen. Although the future is the unknown, scientists are able to use the data we have today to predict what the future could look like. In this case, scientists say that the world has 2 years to secure a deal for nature to halt the silent killer. No, but really, biodiversity loss will lead to a deterioration of ecosystem services, increasing the likelihood of ecological surprises, with negative impacts on human well-being. All ecosystems and life on Earth could go extinct. Our food products that are animals and plants that we eat daily could die, and we would be left with nothing. The world must thrash out a new deal for nature in the next 2 years, or humanity could be the first species to document our own extinction. Now, to think about that is terrifying, but luckily there are ways to make changes to change this outcome. Next, I will be discussing the ways we can help put a stop to habitat and biodiversity loss. As individuals, we can participate in biodiversity conservation by increasing our knowledge of environmental issues,
increasing our awareness of the impacts of biodiversity loss, and increasing support for government policies and actions that conserve our valuable ecosystems. We can combat habitat loss together by preserving natural resources and learning how to use them in a way that does not require such frequent destruction of habitats. An example of this is cutting down less trees and forests for our houses and buildings. Instead, we could use land that are not forests so we aren't destructing the animals' homes. Regulation is equally important. Plans and rules should be set forth to legalize how much of a given area can be altered for the benefits of humans. By practicing more restraint, we allow wildlife time to adapt and leave more areas undisturbed for the sake of biodiversity. As quickly as humans can destroy natural habitats, we should be just as willing to put forth the effort to rebuild and attempt to replace what is lost. For areas that cannot be saved, we can assist in funding the creation of areas that will serve as a refuge for displaced wildlife instead. These safe havens mimic the natural habitats that allow plants to grow and animals to live healthy without the threat of devastation. Another thing that has been done to help habitat and biodiversity loss is the efforts have been put in place to create these sanctuaries by environmentalists all over the world to protect species from extinction.
To conclude today's episode, I want to remind you that there is still time to make change to save the plants, animals, us humans, and to save our world. We all need to come together to make change. And remember, the change starts with you. Thank you for tuning in on today's podcast, where we discuss habitat and biodiversity loss. I hope you guys took something from this information and will do your part on making change. Make sure you catch next week's episode on water pollution. Until next time on Saving the Earth.